You're welcome to Glow Music, this Anointed Tuesday prayer service. God bless you for joining us. We pray that even as you've joined, you have an encounter with the Lord by the end of today's prayer session. Amen. Our divine mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music, edify believers through scripturally sound music, raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. We believe that your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. Amen. As you fellowship and serve with us at Glow Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to his word in Psalm 37 verse 4, which says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Amen. Psalm 150 verse 6 says that let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have breath today, this afternoon, join us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, come let us adore him. To thank God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in the presence of the Lord to pray. The Lord has given to us the free gift of eternal life. So give him all the thanks and give him all the glory for this opportunity to be part of the family of God and for the opportunity to gather with other believers in the presence of God to pray. Lord, we are grateful for sending your son to die on the cross of Calvary for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us and cleansing us of our sins and bringing us into the kingdom of God. We are grateful. We are also thankful for the opportunity to gather with our brethren in the faith this afternoon to pray. We are grateful for this opportunity that you've given to us to come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving. We are grateful, Lord. Also thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Thank God for your life. Thank God for the life of all Glow Music members, prayer partners, associates, all those on the page. We want to thank God for their lives and for your life as well. Father, we thank you. We are grateful for the opportunity you've given us to live. Once again, we thank you. We thank you for the purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, that we are alive, we are kicking. Your life is running through us. We are grateful. Thank you for the purpose of the leadership of Glow Music. Thank you for the purpose of the entire ministry. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way you have trespassed against God's will. For his word says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is your opportunity to ask the Lord to forgive you of everything that you've done that is not in accordance with his will. Amen. Forgiven us of our sins. Finally, pray asking that the will of God for your life and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing his kingdom agenda for this time will be established. Father, we thank you. We ask that your will for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing your kingdom agenda in this time will be established. Father, let your will concerning our lives come to pass in the name of Jesus. Your will concerning Glow Music Ministry will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Earth, in this particular time, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Are you a musician or a believer? That is today's title. Are you a musician or a believer? And based on this question, we are going to pray. I'm glad that you are here to pray. This midday, it's my prayer that as we go through scriptures and as we go through lessons, that your life won't be the same. John chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? Who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And this was John the Baptist who was speaking. People had come to him asking him, who are you? What should we go and tell them who sent us to you? And he told them that, go and tell them that I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. John the Baptist, he knew who he was. In Luke chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, says that, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And Jesus, he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This was Jesus when he entered the temple, and he read out Isaiah 61 concerning who he was. Jesus knew who he was. Matthew chapter 11 verse 2 to 6. Now when John had heard in the prison that the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Jesus knew who he was. Who he was speaking all around. And it was testimony even for John's disciples again to return unto John and go and tell him again who Jesus was. And I pray that by the close of these times of knowing who you are, whether you're a musician or you're a believer, let there be testimonies about who you are in Jesus' name be made manifest.
Amen.
Luke chapter 23, verse 2 to 3. And they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him and said, thou sayest it. Jesus knew who he was. Our first lesson today from these scriptures: the level of revelation you have about your identity is directly proportional to the level of impact you have. The level of revelation you have about your identity is directly proportional, or is related to, the level of impact which you have. Jesus knew who he was. In John chapter 9 verse 5, we know that he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Jesus knew who he was. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, he tells us that we are the light of the world. In John chapter 1 verse 12, we know that to them that believed him, even to them that believed on his name, gave them power to become sons of God. We know by this scripture that we are children of God.
Amen.
Jesus knew who he was. Do you know who you are? Many musicians are unable to rise to the apex of their ministry or their delivery because they fail to answer the identity question. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? If I ask you today, who are you? What are you going to say? Oh, I'm the child of a banker. Oh, I am a fair-looking young lady. Oh, I'm a tall young man who has a bright future. Who are you? when you are asked this question, who are you? What are you going to say? As a musician, before you sing or play, always ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? In Colossians 1:13, we know that we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We know by this scripture that we are the redeemed. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? In my few years in ministry, I've met different choirs. I remember there was a time that I met one choir and I asked them a question. Who is a Christian? And the answers that I got made me very sad. But it just highlighted the major problem we have in our churches. There are so many singers, but few know who they are. They cannot even tell you who a Christian is. I asked them a second question. If you die today, will you go to heaven? More than 50% of the people in the choir, they couldn't say that they were sure they would go to heaven. I asked them a third question. Based on what scripture, that's for those who said that they believe they would go to heaven. I asked them a third question, that based on what do you believe that today, if you die, you're going to go to heaven? And they couldn't answer. They couldn't answer. They couldn't answer. Today, who are you? When you are asked, who are you? What are you going to say? Don't be in a hurry to pick up the microphone to sing. You are in a rush to play the drums. You are in a rush to pick up the bass guitar. You are hurrying to church to go and mount stage, and yet you don't know who you are. What does God say about you? A true revelation of your identity in Christ matters more than picking up the microphone to sing. Lesson 2. You need a good relationship to make a good report. After knowing that, yes, I am a child of God, according to 1 John 1:12, according to John 3:16, according to various scriptures confirming that, yes, I am a child of God as long as I've given my life to Christ Jesus. You need a good relationship to make a good report. We're in a hurry to go and sing songs about someone we don't truly have a relationship with. Your identity in the kingdom of God is connected to Christ Jesus, and the song you sing is only an extension of the relationship you have with him. I'll say that one more time. Your identity in the kingdom of God is connected to Christ Jesus, and the songs you sing are only an extension of the relationship which you have with him. The songs you sing, they are an extension of the relationship you have with Christ Jesus. The relationship comes first before the song you sing. And you need to keep telling yourself that. My relationship with my Jesus comes first before the songs I sing about him. My relationship with him comes first before the songs I sing about him. And I always remember the story which I once heard, that people were given the opportunity to sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. One nice guy came, he sang and sang it with all the skills and everything, and people applauded him. But an old man after that came and asked if he could also sing. And by the time he finished singing, everybody was weeping. Because he sang from relationship and not just a mere report. He sang his relationship with Christ Jesus and not just about a scripture he had memorized or a song that he had learned. In Mark chapter 7 verse 6, he answered and said unto them, well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. How many times have we sung, and yet we know within our hearts that we are distracted. Our minds are somewhere else. Our focus is somewhere else. We are more focused on the dress we are wearing, the new dress that we've sewn to show to everybody that we are going to sing a new song. We are coming to lead the choir. We are more interested in how we are looking in the video. We are more interested in whether we are using smoke or we are using a green scheme or we are using a black and white scheme. The uniforms are more important to us than the relationship from which we are singing. Our makeup more important to us in the video than the pure worship coming from the depth of our hearts, from our relationship with God, from our quiet time with God, from our prayer moments with God. Relationship, relationship. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? In 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. This is John speaking, that he did not just write a book. He wrote a testimony of his experience with God. Today, I want you to humbly go into prayer and tell the Lord, I want to have a relationship with you. I don't just want to sing about you, but I want to sing my relationship with you. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. A deeper revelation, a deeper relationship. Deeper relationship with you. Thank you for your sweet presence here, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence here. To sing, not just to scream and to shout and to pull people, to force people to sing, but just to sing about our relationship with you. To experience you deeper and deeper and deeper, that whenever we lift up our voices to sing, we sing our relationship with you. We sing knowing who you are. We sing knowing who you have been to us. We sing knowing that, Lord, you have been with us through and through. We sing knowing that, Lord, it's not just been about going to church, but it's been about every single moment with you. It's been about every single time and season with you. It's been about you walking us through every season. It's been about you when you were with us, when we were in the labor ward, when you were with us, when we were sitting that exam, when you were with us, even when we were alone and everybody had rejected us, when you were with us in our very present time of need. Knowing that, yes, I am a child of God. Yes, I am a son of the King of Kings. Yes, I'm an heir. A joint heir with Christ. Not just a musician. Today, wherever you are, if you've not given your life to Christ Jesus, I want to give you this opportunity. I've known a lot of musicians. They thought that they knew Jesus, but they didn't know him. And it starts by giving your life to Christ Jesus. I've sung about you, Jesus, but today I want to give my life to you. I want to have an experience with you. I want your Holy Spirit to take over totally my life. I sing about you, but I know that I am always depressed. I have a true relationship with you. Maybe you're an unbeliever, you've just heard this message, you saw the title and you came to listen to this message. Today can be a day of change in your life. Mm-hmm. Just say after me, that Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
Thank you.
For dying.
For dying.
And being raised up.
Being raised up.
For the sacrifice that you made for me.
For the sacrifice that you made for me.
Today I want to say thank you.
Today I want to say thank you.
I want you to be Lord and Master over my life.
I want you to be Lord and Master over my life.
Because I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself.
Because I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself.
I want to make to heaven.
I want to make it to heaven.
I call upon you right now.
Call upon you right now.
Have mercy upon me.
Have mercy upon me.
And save me.
And save me.
From today.
From today.
Take total control of my life.
Take total control of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And grant me the grace.
And grant me the grace.
To live a life that is pleasing to you.
To live a life that is pleasing to you.
To have a relationship with you.
To have a relationship with you.
And with my Father in heaven.
And with my Father in heaven.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. If you said this prayer, please do contact us on either on WhatsApp or phone call 026-000-9090 +233-26-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen. We are glad you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time, and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play a role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen. Remember to pray for Glow Music and for the leadership every day to be empowered to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find the links in the description on YouTube. Watch all of our live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Bethel Encounter continues on Thursday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you make time to pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled, Are You a Musician or a Believer? On glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts chapter 20, verse 32. If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can do so using MTN Momo through 054-362-7478, 054-362-7478. God bless you for joining us. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining us.
Lord over. deliver me. And every day too, oh Lord. So here I am at the cross. Those who call on the name of Jesus in their distress, they shall be saved. So Savior, would you save me? Source of grace and mercy, and I've seen you never fail. Oh, so speak now your word, King of kings.